last night with with the girl that smashed her guitar on stage on Saturday Night Live. What's her name?
Phoebe Bridgers.
Okay. She had a discussion with the equipment people on Saturday Night Live, and they built her a speaker to smash her guitar on. That wasn't even a real speaker.
Which is why it sparked.
They had this whole conversation before the show even started. They built that for her.
You know, that breaks my heart. I'm still upset over that. I'm still mad that I was so taken by that moment, thinking that it was genuine and authentic and real. And here's somebody playing rock and roll and feeling rock and roll and feeling that like punk vibe. But no, it was all planned. She spoke to the guitar people. She spoke to the Saturday Night Live people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, things that are contrived like that.
It's the opposite of punk.
Right.
You know, I can see it if something goes wrong and your headphones screw up and the sound is off and your band is off and the drummer is off and you just lose it and smash your guitar. That's something totally different.
Right, right.
Than having that, doing it in rehearsal. You know, that's, yeah, I saw that today. I'm like, oh, come on.
And here's the saddest thing about it. Like, she's so young. She doesn't really understand the rage behind punk. And it's like, now, I mean, you and I understand that rage. So mm-hmm. We should start a punk band now.
Yeah, we understand when things go wrong and you just lose it, because it's happened to us our whole career, where a computer doesn't work when it's supposed to, our phones don't work when they're supposed to.
A person doesn't work when they're supposed to.
Right. Yeah, and we're fine with people not working. It's when the equipment doesn't work. And We've told you 1,000 times we can't take calls, so we can't do the show because the phones aren't working.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think now we understand that rage. So I think if you and I had a punk band, it would be very authentic. It would be a lot of anger, but, you know, maybe there'd be some music in there.
We would never be asked back if we went on stage. Maybe like, you know, we don't want those two back. They're too nuts.
They just break everything at the end of their shows. They just come here to break stuff. They're not really into the music aspect of it.
But we did pretty well by not losing our crap every single day. I mean, we lost our crap to each other, but we didn't lose our crap to the masses.
Right. No, which is why we should definitely find another outlet. You know, that's why I started doing boxing. Like, boxing was awesome, but it wasn't public enough. That's why I really think we should start a band.
No, I think we should do this and just not hold back on anybody and just rip into them. If they don't like it, screw it. Cancel us. I don't care. You just come at me, bro. That's the point I'm getting. That's where I'm getting to in my life.
Yeah, it's more honest. I mean, I feel like we were so dishonest trying to be like, play the game and be like, no, everything's great. It's okay. Oh, that's okay. Oh, we can't get on the air because nothing's working. It's no problem.
Yeah, I'll work on it. You know what? I'll crawl under the board and I'll fix it every single day like I did.
Right. I'll do the engineer's job and the production director's. I'll do everyone's job. Don't worry about it. And be cool about it. We have to stop doing that. I think we have to be more honest and be like, you know what? This is not my job. You get, crawl under there, fix it, and you have 3 minutes before the first song is over.
Speaking of people not doing their job, so I'm building a computer for us, for this show. The show needs a whole different level of computer for everything that we're going to be doing coming up. So it just can't be a laptop. It's got to be a whole network. It's a whole thing. So the good thing is my son's in IT, so he can get all the stuff that we need. So I had to step it up with some equipment. Like, one piece, I had to get like a network card and all this stuff. So I ordered a network card. It came in today. And it was like, you know, a $40 piece of equipment, but you need it to run a network.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I got the box and I'm like, oh, it came in today. Cool. I can open it, give it to Christopher. He can put it in the computer. We can be ready to go. So I open it and it's a mouse, but it's not any mouse. It's a mouse that looks like a mouse.
What?
A mouse?
Oh my God. That's the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life. Yeah, that's so stupid. Even if you wanted a mouse, that's not the kind of mouse you, that's so stupid.
It's a mouse.
What are you, a 13-year-old girl?
It's a, and this is what I was supposed to get was this network thing with antennas on it that looks like something so from Star Trek.
Now you got to send it back. Take your time.
Now I have to go.
Send it back because some dumbass put the wrong thing in the wrong box.
I have to go to UPS. I have to send it back to Amazon. The part that I wanted was $40. I looked online. This is only $17. Who the hell is ordering a mouse that looks like a mouse?
13-year-old girls.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, it's adorable if you're a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, I have a girlfriend who I think would love that. So if you want to gift it, if they won't let you, if they say, just keep it and we'll refund you. I know somebody that would love that.
Well, the good thing is they make it easy to send something back, but you still physically have to drive it somewhere.
But why should you have to? They should come to your house. They're the ones who screwed up. You didn't order the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
They put the wrong thing in there. That's their fault.
Yeah,
what the hell?
Because the card was like a 2.4 mega gigabit wireless thing, but it's nothing like what I ordered. So, you know, somebody picked it up and going, yeah, close enough.
Close enough. Just put it in there.
Right. So we're relying on Amazon to give us everything. They can't screw up like this.
No, especially in like the IT department. You know, it's not like I remember one time somebody I know ordered a pair of leggings and they ordered it like in an extra small because they're tiny. And what showed up was doll leggings. Like she didn't realize she was ordering leggings for like a Bratz doll.
Like 4 inches tall.
It was literally 4 inches tall. She held it up and she was like, look at these little, I ordered extra small. Isn't this cute?
No, it's not cute at all.
Right.
Somebody should lose their job. That's crazy.
But she was ordering adult leggings and they sent her doll leggings for some bizarre reason. Like there was nothing in her order that said Bratz doll or doll at all or Barbie doll or whatever it was. Like nothing.
Yeah. So now I got to send it back. I got to wait for them to send me the right thing. And it's a whole thing now. Nothing can be easy.
That's the beauty of living in New York City. You know, I just bring that stuff down to the doorman. I leave it there. And when the UPS guy shows up, he leaves stuff. He takes stuff. I don't have to even deal.
Oh, really? You can just leave it with him?
Oh, yeah. I leave everything with the doorman.
Hmm. He probably has a list of stuff. Hold on. Are you UPS or FedEx? Okay. You're FedEx.
Right.
I have all this stuff for you. Yeah, because the UPS and FedEx guy have got to come to buildings like that 3-4 times a day.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
They got to be
going
there
all the time.
Yeah,
especially with all the Amazon packages. And since everyone's been in lockdown, they're ordering so much more. They're ordering things they would normally go to the store for. Mm-hmm. And stupid stuff. Like, I mean, I go to the store all the time. I've said to, like, my older neighbors, if you need me to get you, like, I don't know, milk or something, I'll be happy to bring stuff back for you. I've offered. You know, and then, no, I ordered it off of Fresh Direct or Amazon or whatever. And it's like they get one package with like one thing in it. I'm like, I could get that for you.
So in a building like yours, when UPS comes, do they bring it up to your door or do they leave it at the doorman?
Everything's at the doorman.
So you have to go in the elevator, go downstairs, pick up whatever you got.
I've always had to. Nothing's ever changed. It's always, they leave stuff with the doorman. I leave stuff with the doorman. Everything goes through the doorman. If I have a friend coming over to pick something up, I leave that with the doorman. And she says, I'm here for the Cooper package.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it all goes, which is why they want to get tipped, which is why they should get tipped at Christmas. Because they do everything around this place.
Well, you can imagine how many packages they have to deal with a day now.
Oh, it's not just packages. I'm telling you, it is like having a full-time daddy. It's like, daddy, there's a leak in my sink. Daddy, somebody keeps calling my phone. Daddy, there's a guy wandering on the hallway. Like, no matter what's going on, you call down to the doorman. There's a woman in this building who is, we've all been told to watch out for her because she has Alzheimer's and she doesn't have any family, so there's no one to take care of her. So every once in a while, she'll walk out of her apartment with no mask on and she'll just go to a floor and start trying doors, looking for her. She'll leave her apartment and then go looking for her apartment.
Oh, that's
so great. So I caught her on my floor the other day and she was walking around, saw the dog. She's like, oh, there's my doggy. And I was like, yeah, not your dog, lady.
Go away.
So I went back inside. I was like, yeah, dog's very sweet. Got to go. And I closed my door and I called the doorman. I said, that lady is wandering around my floor.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll send somebody up, you know. So it's like having a dad that will do anything for you.
But he has to deal with how many apartments in that building?
488.
488 apartments.
Yes.
That probably gets something from Amazon once a day.
Are you kidding me? Christmas, you should have seen it here. It was insane. And not just Amazon. People order from Chewy for their pets. Mm-hmm. They order from Fresh Direct. They get food. There's a lot of people that do like all those home already prepared meals, you know, like Blue Apron. I mean, there's boxes downstairs for they have used to be one room. Now they have like four rooms that are just boxes piled up, and they send an email out and say, if you have a package, you got to come down again as soon as possible. It cannot sit here overnight. We can't do that anymore.
Yeah. The UPS guy came here four times today. So that's one home. So I can imagine 488, right. And you have 25 buildings in a one square block area. So that has got to be a nightmare.
Yeah, those guys are busy. And I live right near these, how do I describe them? It's like they're residential housing. Mm-hmm. And there's about five or six buildings as part of the residential housing. So there's a side street in the back, and I see all the FedEx and Amazon guys. And what they do is they take everything out of the truck and they put it in categories like building one, building two, building three. And they're all like, your stuff is out on the sidewalk.
No.
Because they have to organize it because it's not their fault. I mean, when they give the FedEx guy, they just shove everything in there.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one that has to figure out where everything's going. I mean, these guys, you don't realize how hard they work.
They work their ass off.
They work their ass off, and they work when they're sick. I was walking by this one FedEx guy in this little side street, and I guess either he had food poisoning or he had drunk too much the night before. He was doing the boxes, and he stood up, turned around, went to the other side of the truck, and just started throwing up in the trees.
I still got to deliver the stuff, though.
I know. I felt so bad. For the guy. I was like, oh, he's got like food poisoning, or he's like hungover, he's sick, and he's still got to work.
Can't stop. Got to keep going.
That's the worst.
They're going to yell at me. Got to keep going.
Yeah, some stupid girl needs her leggings.
That she's going to have to end up sending
back. Exactly, yeah. I'm throwing my guts up, but somebody ordered a toy for their dog. I need to get it over there.